Blog Talk Radio.
The words you cannot say. That's Shout Even Shy singing a little ditty I wrote. There you go, Deb. Called The Words You Cannot Say. She did an outstanding job. Thank you, Bridget. Well, I was sort of a surprising Hatter Hump Day, and we're going to be doing open poetry tonight. You're welcome to call in. The number here is 646-668-2837. In fact, you got to put a 1 in front of that. 1-646-668-2837. Call in, share talent with us, with me to, hold on, dropping something. With me tonight, my co-host, best friend, my little sister, Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
So,
hello.
Hi. So we'll just we've got some recordings, right? So we're just gonna cruise.
Have some recordings, then we have a couple that will be live readings. One of which is on a time crunch, which would be my sweet, your sweet, our sweet, sweet pea.
Sweet. Potato pie.
Hello. How's my
Hello.
Darling, my brilliant, my hatter, my love? Hi, guys.
You're burnt meringue. You're burnt meringue.
Oh. Yes. I am. I am your sweet potato pie. How are you? And you're my giant marshmallow bruised upon my skin.
Cool. So one other thing before we get started, I wish everybody in the world with the environment politically, internationally, the way it is, I hope everybody just calms down and peace just stop the aggression. I just give them my prayers. So good luck to everybody.
I ditto that.
Events, but, yeah. We always have it in our mind, how lucky we have it. So open poetry tonight. And I even wrote one, sweet. Just the right one.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm just going to put it in the site. Type it in. And I'm sorry, I had physical therapy twice today. And so I took some vitamin M. So if I start snoring. No, I'm sorry.
Vitamin M, huh? So in the meantime, we have a couple callers in the studio. We have Liquid Damage, a.k.a. Linda. Hey, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hey, you think you can handle having me two nights in a row?
Oh, I'm so excited to have you two nights in a row, yes.
In a row?
I know. Can you stay? Well, wait. Isn't today Wednesday? Okay, so you had you skipped us Tuesday. I didn't see you at the Sky Show, did I?
No, so it wasn't in a row.
But that's okay because it's still two times in the same week. How about that?
That's right.
And you've been gone so long,
the
double up is perfect. To make up for some of that lost time, right?
That's right.
I'm glad you're here. And, also, Mr. Wayne Gent is here as well. Wayne!
Hi,
Wayne.
Howdy. How you doing, Linda? Nice to be here.
And we have Miss Allie Sunshine in the studio as well.
Allie.
Welcome to the show.
Are you sure you can handle me, Deb? I mean, you had me Monday night, Tuesday night, and now tonight.
Yep. Yep. I absolutely can. Absolutely can. Okay, now, Hatter, did you say you were going to kick off? Did you put your poem up there? I don't see it.
Well, why don't you handle things for the next 2 minutes, because I've got to finish posting it.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm going to do is, while I handle things, I'm going to run over and I'm going to grab my sweet's poem and have her kick us off. That way, when she needs to leave, she can bolt. And sweet, as you're about to read, think about something with while you do, whether or not you wanted to talk about what's going on tomorrow, since you won't be here, but you might want to share the exciting news. So think about that. And your poem's on the board, if you would like to read for us.
Okay. This is Me Minus Him by Snoopy. Me minus him. A few spray matter scattered across the barren plains of a half-eaten skeleton, sucking out chunks of sarcasm between cheeks and gums, spitting bitter slurs at the roots of the spoken word, dismissed by ignorance of independence wrapped in illusions of grandeur. Sociopath bends light to reflect mirrors of fandom. Embers to coal, diamonds turn to dust. Blessed by Heavenly Father's verse, revision reversed, avows now cursed. Salutation slaughter and aloha smiles. The tenders hold hands for public displays. Text to playmates in nefarious head games. Stiff and cold, a bottle of pills she held. imitation teardrops for icicle eyes, as tangerine sky fades into dark. And boom.
Wow. Well, sweet. Totally unexpected for your photo. Fused brain matter scattered across the barren plains of a half-eaten skeleton. My. Salutations, slaughter, and aloha smiles. Pretenders hold hands for public displays. Text to playmates in nefarious head games. This is really deep. And then that ending is gut-wrenching. Stiff and cold, a bottle of pills she held. Imitations, teardrops for icicle eyes as tangerine sky faded into the dark. This is, like I said, really, really gut-wrenching. You wrap us around your finger and we hang on to every word, and it's just so deep and gripping that it blew me away. Hell of a share, sweet. Linda, do you comment for my sweet?
Yeah. It's amazing how we allow people to make us feel so bad that we're willing to kill ourselves. But listen, my darling, you have written a beautifully dark piece of poetry here with much emotional overtones that speak loudly of that darkness that lies within us. Great job. I think this was a beautifully, beautifully written and very heartfelt.
Thank you
for sharing it.
You're welcome.
Some comment. And what do you think, Wayne?
I said, sucking on chunks of sarcasm between the cheeks and gums is a good line, but sarcasm can have a bad taste. I try to avoid it every chance I get. I like that you get some wonderful lines in this. I like that line, we're blessed by heavenly fathers, first, revision, reversed, vows, now cursed. That's a great little internal rhyme with that point right line there. This is intelligent, right? And I wonder who helped you. No, I'm just joking. Very good, right, good read. And you just a little sadness at the end with the subject matter, but you covered it very well, too. Great poem all the way around. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Awesome comment. And Allie?
Yes, I thought that it was a very good write. Similarly to what you said, Deb, like, the picture very much, like, kept the reader intrigued. I said it was a very emotional poem. Hearing you read it tugged on my heart a little bit. I hope things get better for you, as you are such a sweet person. Very well done. I didn't expect such an emotional poem from a beach picture, but it kept me very intrigued. Amazing write.
Allie, I will let you in on a secret. It's simply a poem. It's not about me.
It's okay.
Sometimes I write just to write.
Sometimes I kill people.
Yeah, well, to write and have someone so vested in the words that they think it's something that they need to address. Is a powerful
right, right.
Yeah, that's very, yeah. I really appreciate that, yeah. But I just want to assure you, I'm okay.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm just saying it takes a powerful pen to do what you just did to all of our emotions, just with your words, not pulling from your soul. So it's really awesome. Now let's lighten the mood just a little tiny bit. I don't remember I don't read too much on the shows that Hatter and I host together, but I wanted to share this one, a little Norman Rockwell picture that I thought was endearing. And it's called "And Just Wait Until Mama Tells Daddy" by me. Here we go. out riding shotgun today with my big brother. Fingers crossed no one sees and tells our mother. Freckles, the puppy, is sitting on the back bumper, but Kitty the cat skedaddled that little jumper. Cruising around the corners as every axle squeals in this jalopy of scrap wood and wagon wheels. Dad's camping lantern is hanging on the side. My blue knitted scarf whips and dangles outside. We are racing with two of the neighborhood boys for the brass trophy in the chest of trinket toys. Car jumps and thumps from the humps on the road, rattling aluminum fenders by the front cargo hold. Speeding in the soapbox derby on the downhill drive, my brother nicked the chicken coop by the honeybee hive, so the bees swarmed and black rooster feathers flew. Uh-oh, the farmer's wife yells at us, tosses her shoe. And now she'll phone our mom and rat us out, too. Just three blocks to go, so look out below. Cross the finish line for the win, then we crash and groan. Mom grounds us for a month, and we broke a bone. And boom.
Very good. Nice. Wayne, what do you think? What do you think, Wayne?
I thought it was good. It was wonderful writing. The Norman Rockwell style. He's opening and innocent, and read it real well, and just a pleasure here. Read. Good job of this, and nice and innocent poem, and I enjoyed it a lot. Good job, our Deb.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah, it was all about how fast could you get down that hill. In San Francisco area, I lived on a street actually called Downer Street, and it was that steep. yeah, anything had wheels.
Chicken Hill.
Yeah, Linda, what'd you think? Yeah, Double Dog Beer.
I thought this was so charming, just like the Rockwell paintings. You have captured the real-life personification of his work brought about by Rockwell. And if he was a poet, I'm sure he would have written something just like your poem, Deb. This was so amazing. I loved every word of it. Thank you for sharing.
Aww. Look at that puppy hanging
Linda.
On. Look at that puppy
You're
hanging
welcome,
on
Deb.
In the back of that. Big brother's
yeah.
in trouble.
That's what I get for hanging out with Hatter.
You can identify all the little things he put on that.
Yeah, and the picture's just so cute. You just have to go whimsy with it all, you know?
Yeah.
That was the genius. That was his genius. He's got a lantern. He's got the...
Yeah, you really did it proud, Deb.
Thank you so much. It was fun. Yeah.
I love the dog.
I love that photo.
I love the dog. He's hanging on. It was very good. Allie, what do you think?
I said that it was a very fun poem. I said a word I actually had to Google for once, which very rarely happens, I feel like. It was a very fun poem. I love it when Deb writes such fun poems like this one because it shows off her fun and youthful side. Don't take my last two words the wrong way. It's a positive thing, I promise. You are a very talented writer, no matter the topic.
Yeah, we
thank you,
call them, we call them warm fuzzies. Definitely.
Yeah, that was
fuzzies.
My daily warm fuzzy.
who did I call? Linda? I call Linda.
Yeah.
Sweet.
But I'll come in again.
Well, I think this is a cornucopia of giggles. Yes. Giggles wrapped in smiles, covered with freckles and chocolate pudding and chaos. I thought it was perfect.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you, my sweet. That's plenty, Hatter. Put your poem on the board. Thank you, my sweet.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute, before Hatter does that, did you want to say something about tomorrow, or should I just keep on trucking with Heather on the show?
I'm headed to, I do not have to go this week. I am actually headed to Washington, D.C. First I'm going to Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. I have the opportunity to do an open reading at the American Museum of Poetry on Saturday afternoon.
Whoa.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Anybody that does have a chance to do that, I suggest you do it. American Poetry Museum is located in Washington, D.C., and they do open readings occasionally, and they do classes. Hopefully we'll be able to do one of their classes. They usually fill up fast, so it's a matter of whether or not there's a cancellation, which is rarely, so I'm not putting my, you know, hens in the, or eggs in the basket yet, but at least we'll be there for an open reading. So nervous, but very excited.
Well, I'm very excited for you, and I'm very proud to say I know the world famous Sweet Pea, who's going to be reading live in Washington, D.C. Seriously, that's really awesome. I'm very excited for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish. I had to listen to Sweets, so I'm going to finish mine right now. Just take a couple minutes.
Okay.
So you got to take over.
That's cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put Steven's SoundCloud up because he's out in the room and he's going to get ready to go do his show. And then I will do the other two ladies and Wayne. So let me grab that.
Right.
And while I'm grabbing the link to Steven's poem, I should tell you that at 10 that Poetic Slice of Life is going live with their show tonight. And there's some really amazing art that they found that they have for prompts. And I'm trying to get to the board. I don't think I can say the artist's name anyway, the more I think about it. It's Irish art from Louis Le Broquet. Anyway, as I said, there are quite a few gorgeous photos. And they go live at 10 p.m. And I will go and check them out and read my poem for the amazing artist after this show. And if you guys will click on Steven's poem. We will read that. And again, A Poetic Slice of Life at 10 p.m. Now, I will push play in the studio.
Nobody Said It Was Easy by Stephen 76. A fissure sojourns sunken within my crux, a vacancy that swells with each flitting epoch, every lapsing of company I held dear. Like a sealed fortune cookie that harbors no horoscope, no hereafter is viewable, and I ensconce, cobwebbed to the Davenport, weeping barms through soaked beard, pining for the rewind button on the impotent remote control to bring you all back. End poem.
I love the ending, for the rewind button on that impotent remote control to bring you all back. Man, the remote control. I actually remember, I remember the day when I was one of the remote controls, because that's what kids were good for in the day. You know, get up and change that channel for me. So that made me laugh. But for one, that's a wicked gift there. And nobody said it was easy. And then this guy's sort of coming back in from going out the window. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, you would really need that remote control. But I like this. There's not a whole lot of words in it, but where is it? Like a sealed fortune cookie that harbors no horoscope, no hereafter is viewable. Okay, for one, I probably will now that I'm about to say this out loud, but I've never opened a fortune cookie that didn't have a fortune on it. So how much of a bummer would that be to break open your fortune cookie and not have one? And then the hereafter is viewable. My, oh my. So it's some pretty brilliant wording, but like there's not a whole lot of words, and here he is slapping it with another 10. He's way jumped over the hurdle of 300, and I think that this is really awesome. A fisher so drawn, sunken within my crux. I mean, really unbelievable. Fabulous share, Stephen. Thank you for the recording, and this is awesome. My sweet, what did you think? Are you muted?
I am muted because I'm a dance first. Say hello. I'm blown away. You know, Stephen, you have this way of bringing language together that makes the whole world just stop and listen to you. First off, the picture is just chilling. I just want you to know. Weeping barns through soaked beard. I love that. I just kind of like the weird imagery of that, just FYI. And the rewind button on the impotent remote control. Remote control to bring you all back. I like that too. There's a lot on the rewind button. I think there's a lot of metaphorical meaning on that, because I think if we could all just rewind a little bit of who we are, what we've done, and all of that, I think that would be something I'd love to have in my own life, just a little bit of a rewind button. Maybe not everything, but just certain moments when you want to just go, ooh, maybe I should have said that, or ooh, maybe I could just tune that back. So I really kind of like that idea, and I found that very metaphorically interesting throughout this whole poem. But really, again, another great way of looking at things metaphorically and making people go, oh, wait, what did he say? And wow, what did that really mean? Great. Great poem, great piece.
Awesome. And how about we get a comment from Wayne, please?
Yes, yes. This is a solemn rite. You can feel the motion in your reading when you're reading it. And I like that line that you have where it says, "Weeping barns, be soaked beard." That's a nice little line. And I also need a rewind button. I need one about every 2 hours. Because the stuff I screw up. Your vocabulary was expanded wonderfully, and your style is still top notch with Stephen Witt. I enjoyed the poem a whole lot there. Stephen, good job.
Yeah.
Awesome comment. I'm not sure if Hatter's back, but I'm going to say hello to AP. Hi, AP. Welcome to the show.
Hi, AP. Dad. How are you?
Well, how about you?
I've been good. Yeah, I've been good. I've just been working as always, but I've been good.
Good. Glad to hear it. And what's your time frame?
Shortish, but good.
Okay. All right. How about if I'm going to comment from Linda for Stephen?
Yeah, you know, that just really brought back some memories of the summer of 73 in Malibu. I said goodbye to my friend Sia in the valley, leaving Malibu Beach, and a whole van of my friends went over the cliff. And so I know the feelings that, yeah, you wish you could take that remote and rewind the day, because it's just so painful that, you know, you don't know what else to do. But things happen like that, and I think it was quite sad, and and, you know, just to have that remote control to bring you all back, just what sadness that emotes to me. Good right, Stephen. Really good right. Thank you for sharing.
Awesome comment. And I'm sorry, did I get you one from you for Stephen, Wayne?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Lost track for a minute there. And Hatter, are you back?
Yeah, I'm posting mine now. I'm done.
Okay. And out of Wayne, Allie, and Linda, are any of the three of you in the time crunch? Do you mind if
I'm just
goes
for dinner?
Where I'm headed?
No. No, go ahead.
That's
just my
okay. AP, would you put yours on the board for us and go ahead and take us away?
Thank you, Tex. It's only a couple of minutes old, Deb. So something about my poems of late. But anyway, let's see if this actually has come through. It's up on the board now. It's a quatern. Haven't done one for a little while. When she breathes. And it goes a little bit like this. She breathes as a mighty river, as rains they tumble down, powerful yet driven to wither, stone foe falls by her crown. Peaceful protest drawn, she breathes as a mighty river, while she observes life is torn, many others caused to shiver. Despite jail and lies hither, her currents they flow fast. She breathes as a mighty river, whereupon vessels are cast. Many others within drown or step back from shores thither, from the maelstrom of this town. She breathes as a mighty river. End poem.
Wow, this is gorgeous. Despite jail and lies hither, her currents, they flow fast. She breathes as a mighty river whereupon vessels are cast. Wow. That part there, whereupon vessels are cast, made me think of the ship on the news today. Why I can't think of the name all of a sudden is beyond me. They found it. It had sunk in like 1915 or something. It's going to drive me. Like Enterprise. No, not Enterprise. Anyway, doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with it. Of course, the rhyme and the flow is amazing. Right from the get-go, she breathes a mighty river, the one that I had said in the other. There's just something really powerful about she breathes as a mighty river, as rains, they tumble down. And the power in just that breathing up the rivers, if that's not enough, you bring us more with the rains that are falling and the driven stone or foe falls from her crown. So the visuals are really wicked. To peaceful protest drawn, she breathes as a mighty river. I really, really like that repeat line, obviously. And it ties into the when she breathes from the title. From the maelstrom of this town, she breathes as a mighty river. And that, you got me all over the place, because that made me think of that all these that they were showing in Sydney where the roof caved in on the everything after the stream came through it. So you got my head going all over the place. But then I'm seeing other things too. Not that that's surprising because you're a pro at multiple meanings in your poems. So, like, this is pretty clever for your six-minute-old newborn poem here. Great share.
Thank you, Jeff. Cheers.
Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a lot darker than it was read. I love the way you ended this, AP. The repeating line, she breathes as the mighty river. That was very powerful.
Yeah, I just love the sense of that line. I don't know why, it just really appealed to me, Patter, and it just seemed to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, definition of a hook line, whatever works.
No, whatever works. Right, exactly right. Yeah.
For sure, but there's definitely something in that line. She breathes as a mighty river. Anyway, Linda, what did you think?
Yeah, I'm with Hatter. I thought it was extremely chilling, but very, very strong. Your words just flow together and make this concrete idea happen. I thought it was lovely, AP. You have a way of mixing this strong, chilling stuff with the beauty of a great writer. And this, I think you did the same. So thank you for sharing it.
No, thank you. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome, AP.
Awesome comment. Allie?
I didn't really type a long comment for AP's poem, but I said I could relate to this in a way. To me, the rains that were tumbling down were tears streaming down her face. You are a very talented writer.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
And one more from Sweet.
Well, the line, she breathes a mighty river, represents both imagery and metaphor. So it just draws you in because you can just see Earth, you know, and her glory. Because rivers flow from oceans into countries, and they are so powerful. And they flow from waterfalls into mountains, and they basically are literally the waterways to everything. So the thought of she breathes a mighty river brings so many images to my mind. And so you weave that through here. Her currents flow fast, whereupon vessels are cast. You know, they are maelstroms of this town, you know, or steps back from shores thither. There's so much imagery through here. Then you go metaphorically, you know, she breathes a mighty river. So are you talking about the power of a person, the power of what she may be, the power of what she may be to you, the power of what she may mean to someone, or, you know, the power of personality. So there's so many things that this can be as you weave it through, who may be talking about, who, you know, everything that she may be. So I think that line in itself breathes life in so many different ways. That's what makes it so powerful in the poem. And I really love how you did all of that in just this perfect place. And of course, I love the way you write your poems too. But you know, giving you too many compliments, we all know how that goes.
Thank you. No.
His pen really has been on a roll lately. And AP, before you hang up, right, showing off as usual. Before you hang up, though, I just want to shine a light on Sweet for another second. Do you know that on Saturday she is going to read a poem live in Washington, D.C. at the Museum of Poetry?
American
did you say?
Poets Museum. The American Poetry Museum.
Where Sweet Pea dwells.
That's fantastic.
I so excited.
That's
for her.
So cool.
Well done.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You know, you could have a better representative of the U.S. of I sitting there in a better place.
Hey, better stream.
No, I don't stream.
I'm
just, it's got to be on C-SPAN. It's got to be on C-SPAN then, right?
No, it's just going to be just a little tiny, you know, thing. It's no big deal.
It is a big deal, but I feel you. We'll have to wait for her television debut another time. Right now, she's just going to conquer D.C.
No,
you know, anybody can go and do it.
Well, it's like Alice gets an audience with the Queen and Hatter's not told.
What?
I don't know how that happened. You'll have to chat with her about it. But, it's exciting, so I just wanted to say it one more time, even though I already made her talk about it once. But you probably need to have a little bit of lunch before you conquer the world a little more, but we appreciate you calling and reading for us first, and whatever's going on with your pen, don't lose it.
No, I'm not. I'm working very hard not to, believe me. It's in a good place. Thanks, Deb.
Cool.
Good.
All right, talk soon.
Okay, bye, everybody.
See you. Bye.
Okay, so Wayne's is on the board. This is one of the poems that... Uh-oh. I'm sorry, did you want to say something, Hatter? I apologize.
No.
Oh, okay. He won an award, my contest, so I've read it, but this time I get to hear him. So if you guys click on it, I'll push play.
I hope you'll enjoy it.
I'm excited. Very excited. And, you know, people, we are really, really close to being fighting for time with Wayne and competing with Sweet 16s and March Madness and stuff like that. Just saying. And here we go.
It starts tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. It starts.
See?
Yep. Yep.
Go Kentucky.
Yep.
This is called She Left with the Sunset View. The yellow setting sun has spoke to me with calmness reflected across the sea. Cashmere clouds blocks sangria view, much like the lavender girl I once knew. She left with platinum promises I meant to keep, and like the aquamarine lake, she wasn't deep. No, her butterscotch brightness she'll shine once more, like the turquoise glow, dancing on a distant shore. As the ebony darkness consumes the land, I'll sleep with the pomegranate picture in my hand, and wait with tangerine tears in my eyes, praying she return as the orange sunrise. Ian?
See? Now, I already obviously really liked the poem before, because he won the Silver Award. But this is another reason. Listening to you read this one, Wayne, is another reason why it's always so much more exciting and fulfilling to hear a poem as read by the poet.
Right.
Yeah, it is something where you put the little endearment, the little nuances, the little inflections that put the personality in there. And there was a softness to your tone, all added a dimension to the poem. So I'm thrilled that you brought this one and that I got to hear you read it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're welcome.
And how about I get a comment from Allie, please?
Hey, Fred, my most touching line was much like the lavender girl I once knew, because it shows how he's always calm, but not afraid to stand up for herself when something is wrong. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome comment. And how about you, Linda?
Yeah, this was really beautiful, Wayne. I was impressed. Your use of color in this is vibrant, and your description of the lady is quite charming. I think you did a fantastic job on this. Very suave. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Great comment.
Love that comment.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And can I get a comment from Sweet?
No, it was very, very odd that you kept my hair in the picture, but I had to go. It just happened to me.
Yeah.
And I love this. This is gorgeous. You know, if sadness came in color, you wrote the perfect poem. It was absolutely stunning. I really love this.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Hope you do good up there in Washington. You're going up with Wayne G. Corridor in the poem building.
I will look for it, and if it's not done, I'll demand they do it right for you.
Have a good time with you.
And Allie, will you comment for Wayne, please?
You already did once. Sherry commented once.
I already commented. Do you want me to comment again?
I'm sorry. I didn't put a little dot next to your name. Okay, well then how about if we have Hatter comment for Wayne and then read his poem for us?
Yeah, Wayne, I agree with Deborah wholeheartedly. Having you slow down so we could follow even enhanced it so much more. It's a great use of that tool. Slow down. Everybody wants to speed up, and being read by the author, I'm in total agreement with that. It should be read by the poet who wrote it. Yeah, nice job.
Right about that. Absolutely right. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Beautiful share. All right, Hatter, take us away.
Okay, I gotta find the group. Wow. Can I get some? Oh, no. It's going to take me 1 minute, Deb. Okay.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, Linda, why don't you tell us about your next show while Hatter's putting this poem on the board?
Sure. It's Saturday the 19th. It's always the third Saturday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern at the Liquid Damage Lounge at La Cosa Nostra. We have a lot of fun. I tell a lot of stupid jokes, and that's about it. Come have some fun.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. Should be up
take
there.
Us away, Heather.
Everybody got it?
I got it.
I found in an empty book. Bringing back the unused words I found in an empty book, shattered covers and poetic art, I had a second look. Between the lines that kept it dry, the tears were swept to sea, bottled lined against the shores pretending that it is free.
Wow.
Brevity.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, but wow. Bringing back the unused words I found in an empty book. Shattered covers in poetic art. I had a second look. I actually really love that stanza. It puts in mind quite a few things from my draft that, you know, you go back and you take that poetic look the second time, and sometimes it's like, oh, wow, why didn't I think of this before? And I don't want to, well, of course, because there's only 8 lines, I could just read the whole poem again. Because even with only 8 lines, you still have your spot-on rhyme and flow, but the impact is still there as well, where it grabs the emotion, pretending that it's free. What a way to end it. Pretty potent 8 lines there, Hatter.
Thank you. Really it was awesome. A lot longer one time.
It doesn't need to be though. This is right to the point and pretty powerful just with the lines it has. Great share, big bro.
Thank you.
Wayne, what did you think?
I thought this was a fine brevity. It's a short brevity with an encyclopedia full of thoughts. There's a whole lot you talk about just in the way this poem was wrote. The empty book of unused words, that's a touching little line. The dry lines and the tears swept out the sea, and that has a lot to say there, too. There's lots of motion in a few words. Did a good job with this, Hatter, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Linda?
Yes, Hatter, this was so pretty. I mean, I like the word that Deb used in had impact, because it did. As short as it was, it had a lot of impact. Your wording was brilliant, and yeah, your rhyme, once again, was flawless. I think that the idea of bringing back the unused words I found in an empty book, shattered covers and poetic art, I had a second look. Just a very nice, calm verse. And the second one was beautiful, too. So thank you for sharing it.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Allie, if you will comment for Hatter and then read your poem for us.
Oh. Wait, me.
So sorry.
Sorry, I'm not gonna get. Sorry, Allie. It's okay. I said I loved the part where the tears swept to the sea, because it meant to me at least that the gully boy was able to move on from whatever had them so upset, or perhaps even grieving. This was very well done.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome. Am I good to read mine, or did someone else want to read before I read?
No, hon, it's your turn.
Okay. I have to admit, mine kind of can be very upsetting. So just a warning to anyone who's not expecting it. It's not my normal poetry that I write, but I'm broken like a broken window that I voiced away ball at, shattered just a little bit. I keep crying because of some people and the autism. People knock me down, and I don't always understand them. They think I'm a rug for some odd reason. They say everything to me like they think I can process it all. However you name it, they've said it. Teens are not smart at times, especially when they turn on their friends. They don't think about others, at least not me. They think I'm a robot, oddly enough. I don't think they know what to think of me. Not a human, like we know I am. I want to be loved by people, but not by the teens. They hate me. I was told I'm dumb. I don't think I am. I think I'm strong. I think I'm strong like titanium. I can be knocked down, but I will never be always knocked down. I'll get back up again, just like Poppy did in Trolls. Even bad people who were once in my life couldn't keep me knocked down. I'm like a rubber band, I guess you could say. People stretch me out, but I never break. I may get upset, but I don't break. So I leave the reader with one question. What's the strongest thing on earth that you would compare yourself to? End poem.
Really awesome. You know, what stands out to me the most in this one, Allie, is the fact that on your own, you went back and forth. For example, I was told I'm dumb. I don't think I am. I think I'm strong. I think I'm strong like titanium. I like that you took the pieces. Because you start off on broken, and that's such a sad title and such a sad opening line. But this poem, to me, says just the opposite. You're not broken. You're stronger than most of the people that are picking at you, and it's probably because they're jealous. And I still go back to that same thing. I was told I'm dumb. I don't think I am. I think I'm strong. Those three little lines right there say more about you and your self-confidence than you might even realize. And to be able to call yourself Titanium is strength. So I think this was an awesome share.
Thank you.
Wayne, what did you think?
I think I just lost my computer screen. But anyway, I wrote down this is a very good point that you wrote here, and it shows a lot of strength. And don't pay no attention to all the negative stuff that all the imbeciles out there feed you all day every day. They're the ones that's wrong. And, you know, so keep your head up, stay strong, and you're doing a great job right now. You're doing a good job with poetry and good job with your life. So I'm impressed.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Wayne.
You're welcome.
What do you think, Hatter?
Yeah, I agree with you, Deb. I think she definitely writes it from outside that world and looking in as in more of an observer, which is a good aspect to be from, to be able to decipher the two and to comment on it. I thought it was very well done, Sally.
Thank you, Hatter.
Awesome comment. And my sweet.
I think you're as strong and stronger than anyone that can stand up and bully you. Because bullies are weak, and that's why they choose others. Those that attack are the ones with self-esteem problems. Those that stand up are the ones that have the strength to stand up. And that's exactly what you did here, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, sweet. That means a lot.
Awesome comment. And Linda, you're the next reader. Will you comment for Allie first, please?
Of course. Allie, what a beautiful poem. I know we talked about you doing this, but it was just very much more enlightening than I thought it was going to be. You know, we talked about how strong you are by not letting other people tear you down, but you already know that. I don't have to tell you, or other people don't need to be telling you that. You know that. And it comes out in this poem, just what a strong person you are. And I love the same thing that Deb was talking about, how you came back and said that I am strong. I don't think I am. I think I'm strong. I was told I'm dumb, but I think I'm strong. That's like amazing. And
thank you.
You never have to let anybody talk down to you, because like I said before, everybody's got an opinion that they think is the right one, and we can pick and choose what we want to have in our life. We don't have to allow people that think we're dumb, that have told you you're dumb, you know, shine them, get them out of your life, and stick with the people that love you and think your poems are beautiful. You know, this
Thank
was
you.
A very strong piece. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
Awesome comments, everyone. Thank you, Allie. Take us away, Linda.
Okay, let me refresh. I got a better computer now that actually has a refresh button.
All right.
There we go. Little monsters. When darkness falls and you're all tucked in your cozy little bed, I hope that you'll remember just exactly what I've said. There's monsters in your closet. There's beasts behind your door. And if you look underneath your bed, I'm sure you'll find some more. Be careful of the shadow people. They're fiercer than the rest. And somewhere in your room I know is a shadow people nest. Now look up in the corners of the ceiling in your room. That's where you'll see the spiders being dazzled by the moon. And just outside your window creeps a horrid kind of ghost. You'd better keep aware because he's scarier than most. He likes to pinch and poke you and stick things in your ears, then find out things that scare you then terrorize your fears. And just about the time you think that nothing could get worse, the boogeyman shows up and on you puts a curse. The boogeyman is very old, how old nobody knows. He's sneaky and he's vicious and he smells like dirty toes. Be careful if you meet him, he's really very, very rude and has a really very bad and nasty attitude. Just don't let the boogeyman catch you unaware. He'll drag you from your bedroom and take you to his lair. But enough about the boogeyman, we have other things to do, like cleaning out the monsters hiding out in your bedroom. The most important thing you'll need is courage and a lot. You'll also need the strength for you to give it all you've got. The last thing you'll be needing is a very pointy stick and a spell that makes the monsters really very sick. Why do you point, what you do is point your stick and jab it at their eyes and say the words I tell you, they'll think they're going to die. Now listen well to what I say. You'll have to say it right. One missed word can cause you harm and fill your heart with fright. Monstrum inferno seculum is what you'll need to say. Then redire liberare, that'll send them on their way. That's all there is to cleanse your room. I hope you'll do it right. One mistake will bring them back another scary night. I hope you heed my warnings and remember what I've said. I'd hate to come back in 3 days and find out that you're dead. End poem.
Oh, what an ending. I hope you heed my warning and remember what I've said. I'd hate to come back in 3 days and find out that you're dead. Whoa, what an ending. This was really cool. I have to come all the way back here somewhere. Where's the poop? I thought, the boogeyman. Oh, I can't. It doesn't really matter. All the details are so cool, I could just pick one. So I will go here. Be careful of the shadow people. They're fiercer than the rest. And somewhere in your room, I know all the shadow people nest. That's a creepy thought. Like, you know, shadow people are nesting in my room. They're worse than them damn dust bunnies. He likes to pinch and poke and stick things in your ears and find out things that scare you and terrorize your fears. And just about the time you think you've got nothing, that nothing could get worse, the boogeyman goes up and puts a curse. But, okay, here it comes. The boogeyman is very old. How old? Nobody knows. He's sneaky and he smells like dirty toes. I mean, your details are amazing. You pull me in. You keep me interested line after line. He'll drag you from your bedroom. He'll take you to his lair. But enough about the boogeyman. I mean, talk about that flawless rhyme and flow, amazing detail, in-depth stories. You're a strong, powerful reader. So it's just like a total package. And going back to hell, you monsters, and burn forevermore, I see at the bottom here. This is brilliant. You are, and that picture, my, oh my, but you forever show why you are a storytelling poetry queen. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Let me see here. How about if I go right to Allie?
Ooh, yay. I said, it's so amazing. Amazing laugh and giggle, which I desperately needed. The way you read the poem made it even more better than when I read it earlier by myself. I still love the last few lines, so they'll always be my favorite.
Aw. Thank you, Allie.
That's a great comment. And, you know, I was just thinking that a couple years ago when you read this the first time, I think that was when I fell in love with your poetry, and you just keep bringing it week after week.
Well,
Wayne,
I think this is one of the first poems I've read when I came on your show.
I think so. Yeah, because it's, like, perfect and memorable. Sorry, Wayne, please comment.
Yeah. I said, oh, no, the boogeyman. Spiders are bad enough, but not the boogeyman, too. This is, I'm not looking on my bed for anything. Macho's going to stay there. I got to go. Give me that stick. This is a very interesting, entertaining, very interesting poem and enjoyable poem. Great job. I'll try to be dead next time you see me. Good job.
Thanks, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And he keeps dropping Hatter. And I know he likes listening to you read. That's a shame. I don't know what's going on. So he comment. And right now, looks like it's down to us. Okay. So what I have left is three sound clips. So let me, if you guys click on Jay's, I will push play, and then we will hear Frank, and then we will hear Bill the Poet. So this one is by JCA. Here we go.
It's epic, it's hot. Come and see what we got. Just stay cool, I'm 8th grade. It's 96 in the shade. The backyard, the swing set. Now baby, let's get wet.
It's been hot all year. Can't even stay cool with a beer. Refrigerator's been on the shelf, and I've been eating out. AC's on the fritz. Mouth so dry I can't even spit. Ice cubes from the convenience store are gonna melt in it. The blow-up swimming pool.
It's epic, it's hot. Come and see what we got. To stay cool, I'm A-grade. It's 96 in the shade. The backyard, the swing set. Baby, now let's get
ooh, the
wet.
The blow-up swimming pool will make us splash, and we'll act a fool, and maybe we'll get cool in the blow-up swimming pool.
Trailer park beat, the envy of our street.
We'll sit and take our turns, watching our skin slowly burn. Next week our clothes will sting from this lesson learned. We'll drink booze till dark, watching the fights in the trailer park. Not a care in the world, lighten stogie to a lighter spark. In the blow-up swimming pool.
It's epic, it's hot. Come and see what we got. To stay cool, I'm A-grade. It's 96 in the shade. The backyard, the swing set. Baby, now let's get wet.
In the blow-up swimming pool, we'll make a splash and we'll act a fool. And maybe we'll get cool. In the blow-up swimming pool.
The cops are gone. So pass around the bomb.
Everybody loves the outdoor swimming pool. Just an air compressor and outlet store. Get a blow-up swimming pool.
Epic, it's hot. Come and see what we got. To stay cool, I'm A-grade. It's 96 in the shade. The backyard, the swing set. Baby, now let's get
ooh,
wet.
The blow-up swimming pool will make us splash and we'll act a fool. Then maybe we'll get cool in the blow-up swimming pool.
It's epic, it's hot. Come and see what we got. To stay cool, I'm A-grade. It's 96 in the shade. The backyard, the swing set. Baby, now let's get wet.
In the blow-up swimming pool, we'll make a splash and we'll act a fool. Then maybe we'll get cool in the blow-up swimming pool.
Oh my goodness, that was epic. I have this big grin on my face. I can't believe, between, okay, he sang the lead, he sang the backup, he put in the, you know, the ooh-oohs and ah-ahs in between. And now look, I mean, it's not a short song to try and do a parody on either. And he nailed it. You could pick any part, but, I mean, come on. Trailer Park Beat, the envy of our street. We'll sit and take our turn watching our skin slowly burn. I mean, this is, and he it's funny because he used the word epic in his poem. It's epic. It's hot. Come on, see what we got to stay cool. A May grade, it's 96 in this shade. I mean, wow. I'm really, really glad that he dug this up. When I asked him about sending something, this was incredible. Wow. What a rewrite. This is amazing, Jay. I appreciate you sending it in. That was really fun. Wow. What you think, Wayne?
Well, I used the word epic, too. I said, this is an epic parody. A blow-up swimming pool. You moved up in the world, JCA. Great, great sing-along song. You put some time in this poem, I can tell. You did a good job with it. And the blow-up swimming pool. And don't forget the bong. I love this. Good poem.
Awesome comment. And Linda, what did you think?
Yeah, even I could say it was well done. You know, he had a lot of humor in there, and his singing was kind of good. But, yeah, it was well done. I thought it was very cleverly put together, and the chorus and the verse and everything was well done as well. So I liked it.
Thank you so much. And Miss Allie, what did you think of the rewrite of Kokomo?
Give me 1 second to find my comment because I was in the middle of fixing something. I said, I got to find the poem first of all. I said, I love the music and the same song you voiced get me interested. Very well done, a bit overstimulating for me, but it was worth listening to.
Awesome comment. Thank you all. And now we have two left, Frank's and Phil's. So if you click on Frank's poem, I will push his recording.
My butterfly, open your wings and fly with me upon a flight of a lover's escapade into endless fields of grape vineyards beyond the broad hills of a countryside, fascinated by the radiant sunlight and the colorful array of monarch butterflies, then embark on a seasonal odyssey again as they seek to reach their final destination. Sojourning in the rows of the olive trees, as the wind blows and softs the vines, the blue and wine grape flowers permeate the wonderful scent of nature's delights. The wind subsides to a mellifluous cadence with the gentle breeze of the calm nightfall, and bluebirds roost in the nearby boughs when the fireflies illuminate the dark sky. Where a rainbow at dawn will be awakened over the new horizon of the drifting clouds, witnessing the stunning metamorphosis of hundreds of butterflies coming out of their cocoons. My butterfly, will I call out, be with me till the mating season ends. In the home.
Isn't that awesome? I had especially asked him to send this. This is from one of my lists, and I was taken by it. For one, because at my last gig, Frank used to call a lot and read, and then I hadn't heard from him for a really long time. And then, it says a year ago, but for some reason to me it seems like it was longer than that. It'll be 2 years in July since he wrote this. Anyway, I remember when he presented this the first time, and I'm like, that voice, you know, and I couldn't place it. And then he's like, it's me. And I'm like, oh, well, because, like, he's got a very distinct voice. I was so thrilled that he was back and that he was calling me at my new gig. So this is, again, I say, on one of my lists. My list is called Wow. The details here, like, thus animated by radiant sunlight and a colorful array of monarch butterflies. And, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong when you put the butterflies in there. And down further, of the calm nightfall and bluebirds roost in the nearby boughs where the fireflies illuminate the dark sky. There's so much beauty and amazing imagery throughout this, where a rainbow at dawn will be awakened. Just the thought of awakening a rainbow is gorgeous. So from start to finish, there was like a romantic feel, a gorgeous nature feel, awesome imagery. So it was like a treat for the senses, and getting to hear him read again after quite a while was a treat as well. So thank you for digging this one up for me, Frank. I appreciate it. Linda, what did you think?
I thought it was just an absolutely fine piece of art. It flowed with tenderness and had illuminating imagery in it. The image of the butterflies, the monarchs, kaleidoscope of butterflies, is the idea in my mind is so aloof and colorful and uplifting. I think you did a wonderful job on this. Thanks for sharing it, Frank. Deb? Hello.
Yeah, come back through. Where's she going?
Can you hear me now?
I thought I was here all by myself.
Something wrong. No, it was my fault. I'm sorry. Allie, will you comment?
Yes. I said it was very good. In fact, it was excellent. Butterflies are my favorite butterflies are my second favorite animal, and Frank is a very good writer.
Yes, he is.
Come on, phone. I'm sorry. Wayne, what did you think?
I said, monarch butterfly does make a majestic odyssey every year. They arrive by the thousands and spend the winter drinking and partying or something like that. They only make one trip in their lives, and the trip will be several thousand miles, and they've never been on a trip before. It's a wonder of Mother Nature what they do. And they all end up in the valley, and they all are going to have sticks or whatever, and have more monarch butterflies. They take off back to where they come from. But this is a great poem, great read. And you did an elegant way with the butterfly and read descriptions. It's a good poem all the way around, and I enjoyed it a lot. I love the harmonic butterfly. They're one of my favorites.
awesome comment. And Linda, did you comment? I'm having so many problems with the phone all of a sudden. You did? Okay. All right, then if you guys would click on Phil's link, I will push his recording.
There's a poem by Phil the Poet called Smeared Moth Patterns. Smeared palpitations down the windowpane, a moth's lifeline leaving a final farewell before the fire of existence goes out, covers the world with an odorless silence. Spell out your name with finger paint, dip your conscience in moth wing powder, dab your skin with pale insect entrails, add mystery to those mascara gothic eyes. Drag the remains of what used to be. Death seeps through your pores. Final resting place for an innocent moth trapped inside a child's chubby hands. Writing an epitaph under a painted sun. A warning for moths that trespass. Searching for the light, the beautiful light, written in the Cyrillic language of insects. No weeping, no funeral service for smeared remains. Gleeful child decorates moth's final exhibition, creating surrealistic swirls with artistic flair, a fitting tribute to a fallen art form. Clear the glass for the next victim. Wipe every trace from stubborn fingers. Innocent excitement, brightened smile, unexpected insect falls into the trap. End poem.
Wow. You never know what we might get from Phil when he sends us a poem. This one is a multi-award winner. Let's see, where do I go? Spell out your name with finger paint. Dip your conscience in moth-winged powder. Dab your skin with pale insect entrails and mystery. Add mystery to those mascara gothic eyes. I don't know why, but I really love that. Add mystery to those mascara gothic eyes. The visual there is pretty profound. Third from the last, writing an epitaph under a painted sun, a warning for moths that trespass, searching for the light, the beautiful light, written in a Cyrillic language of insects. I really like where he took this. And the smeared moth patterns is an interesting title, because I don't know if you've ever seen some of the spots where a moth dies, but it does leave this blurred, smeared, powdery pattern, so that just the imagery in the title itself is pretty powerful. But so many pieces of this, drag the remains of what used to be, death seeps through your pores. There's a darkness, I'm losing my voice, you know, when you're talking about death, there usually is, but it's writing an epitaph under a painted sun, a warning for moths that trespass. There's a foreboding. I really, really like where you took this, Phil. It's different when you dabble in darkness. I like the undertones that you put in here. I thought you did a fantastic job with it, and I appreciate you and the recording very much. Let me get you some comments. Linda? Are you muted?
I'm muted.
I know.
Sorry about
me
that. I had to do something.
There you go. Okay.
No, you know, I just love Phil's stuff. I always have. He's an artist above all. I mean, this was kind of creepy, but I loved it. I don't know what it is. Speaking of those moth trails, I have a few on my window that needs to be cleaned, but I get it, you know. Good job, Phil.
Awesome comment. And what did you think, Wayne?
said, I never felt for a dead moth in my life. He did a wonderful job describing the death of the moth, and you're right about the film that leaves. It's just like he studies the moth. I could see everything he was talking about in the moth that I've seen that died and the trails they leave, and he did a great job. The details are perfect. And moving from butterflies to moths now, so we had two nice little poems about the flying insects. And this is a very good poem. I've heard it before, and I enjoyed the poem. He did a good job of this. Kind of dark, but a good job.
Some comments. And Miss Allie, what did you think?
It was very cool. I think, as Linda said, there was a different tone to it. But I said my favorite line is searching for the light, the beautiful light, because it goes to show how people are always looking for the good in the situations, and they mostly always have some form of hope. Well done.
Awesome comment. And did I start with you, Linda?
Yeah, but I had something to add about Phil being probably the only poet that can make the death of a moth romantic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's his voice. I really think it's his voice. Excellent. And Hatter, that was the last poem.
Yes.
So now you can. Did you want to share something? Did you have facts or something to share?
Oh, no, no.
or you can just wind up. It's up to you. We did an hour and a half. I don't know if you ate dinner yet.
No, I haven't eaten dinner yet.
You better do something about that, especially if you're going to have more vitamins.
Today was March 9th, correct? National. Just let you know what today was. National Barbie Day, National Crab Meat Day, Get Over It Day, National Meatball Day. That was today. Come on. Look at this. tomorrow, National Meatball Day. I love that.
Meatballs. Meatballs.
They keep changing this site. Okay. Days are tomorrow. It's a national holiday calendar site. Tomorrow, World Kidney Day. If that's donate a kidney or have kidney.
Wow, I didn't know that. How can we do that?
National Blueberry Popover Day, National Mario Day, Pack Your Lunch Day, and National Women and Girls AIDS Awareness Day. So pick a cause and have fun. I think I'm going to go with Blueberry Popover myself.
I can't believe we're missing World Kidney Day. That's a bummer.
Yeah. It's in capital letters, so it must be important.
Right? You know how exciting it is that we are listened to in 63 countries all around the world? I can't believe it.
63.
Yeah, I mean, we're just a little more than a week away from, I think we're exactly 2 weeks away from our 3-year anniversary, and people are listening in 63 countries. I think that's so amazing, you know?
63, that is amazing. Wow.
Let me thank some people, and then we can go from there.
Sure.
But I wanted to thank Phil and Frank and Stephen and JCA for sending in those SoundClouds for us, and Wayne too for sending his in, and then calling and hanging out with us for it. And I want to thank Allie and Linda for hanging out with us all night long. And I especially want to thank you, Hatter, and my sweet pea, and AP Taylor for being amazing board members. And And I just wanted to take an extra second to just shout out there for all the radio teams that are doing the best we can to let the poet speak their poetry out loud. And that we, for the most part, get along doing it. It's an amazing thing. And I want to shout out to Boo and her crew in LCN. I want to shout out to Stephen and Kay and their crew at A Poetic Slice. I want to shout out to Jay and Musa at Il Nostro Regno. And I want to shout out to the amazing members of a team of voices, because coming up on this 3 years couldn't have never happened without all of you. And we appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. And the more you participate, the longer we can keep the platform going. So stop as many shows as you can and show support to all the teams, because I don't know, you know, everybody that's listening knows, but we pay money for these sites so that we can open up the line for you to be able to read your poem, and we don't ask you for anything. So remember to thank one of the or all of the members of the different radio teams around that are inspiring us with some really awesome prompts, and a special thank you to the host and hostesses from all of the above-mentioned radio team who volunteer their time so that we can all share our poetry, because I call the other radio teams too and write for their prompts. So we do the best we can to be unified. And there's also Soul Asylum with Cal, Asama, and AP. And then there's the team over at Late Night Poets, where Hatter and I started, and AP started a long, long, long time ago, where Phil My Eyes kicked us all into the read on the air poetry. So that's my good deed shout out for all the radio teams that are running around at the moment.
Quite a few.
Yeah. Doing a hell of a job, too. So anyway, I'm going to shut up now until you're ready to close out the show. Although I do think you should just do it and go eat. Is there a song you want to hear?
I do, too. Let's see. Throw some titles at me.
Throw some titles at you? Oh, my goodness. How did we have 100?
Before you guys start, though, I'm going to have
all right.
Off for the night.
George Michael, Elton John.
Okay, cool. And Allie, thank you for calling and hanging out. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you, Allie.
See you at the next show. And I am going to put on the Elton John and George Michael. And here we go. Okay, and this song, of course, everyone will recognize as an Elton John song, and the song's being sung by George Michael. He's covering it. And then, lo and behold, during the live performance, Elton John comes in and joins him for a while, and the audience goes crazy. Amazing duo, Elton John and George Michael. Don't let the sun go down on me. Thanks, Hatter. Love and respect, everyone.
Thank you, Ben.
And don't forget, A Poetic Slice is live right now.
I can't write no more of your love. Time, and time stands still be. much too late. Save myself from falling. I took a chance and saved you.
Thanks, Dad.
Sure is.
Night.
Good night.